Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the movie segment of the Geek Cave podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, Justin and Chad.
I love a good running gag.
And also, hey to our sponsors, Shurvasaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop.
So I guess now you want me to do stuff.
It is your turn.
It's your segment.
All right. So apparently, because we haven't had enough of reboots, remakes, and other such things in the movie world, we're supposed to be getting another Friday the 13th reboot, as
Yay!
Well as a The Ring yes. reboot, also known as Rings. Luckily for us, Paramount has pushed those back to 2017. Yay! Because it means that we're just that much further from having to worry about watching it.
What's this Wii U speak of? Because I don't want to, and I won't.
Well, it's... I like the Friday the 13th idea.
Yeah.
Ring, I don't care about one way or the other, but I can't help but think that they just did a reboot of Friday the 13th not too long ago.
They did?
Yeah.
I missed it.
And now I'm trying to figure out why they're trying to do it again.
Well, if I don't even remember it coming up, that probably tells you something.
I suppose so. Anyway.
Yeah.
With any luck, it's being pushed back. It'll be pushed back again, and then it'll be quietly discarded along with other, you know, other movies that don't need to be made. So
I actually want to see a DOS Boot reboot just because I like boots. There's not enough there's not enough booting and things. So
you didn't actually see DOS Boot, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's not about boots. Well, not about what you think of as a boot. Anyway,
Are we talking about British car trunks?
No.
Well, those are the only kind of boots I understand, so never mind.
So, Disney's announced plans for a third Star Wars anthology film. So, we got Star Wars Episode 7.
Yes.
And we know 8 and 9 are coming over the next several years. And
yeah.
by now, we've probably all seen the previews for Rogue One.
Yes.
And it's been announced that we're getting a Han Solo movie with Alden Ehrenreich. Apparently, Rogue One and the Han Solo movie are going to be part of this kind of anthology trilogy with this other unnamed movie that they're supposedly going to make.
I heard something about a Boba Fett movie, but that's...
I wonder if that's not just fans clamoring for it.
It could be. It could be.
You know, maybe it'll be a sweet Christmas episode.
Bear with me. How about Yoda, the Swamp Years?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, it's... I think that this is Disney basically taking the Star Wars stuff in the same direction that they've been taking the Marvel stuff, is that just assuming that we'll never get tired of it and that we will just continue paying into it. I don't know that I will. You know, it's... But I'm also the guy that I'm starting to get tired of the Marvel stuff. You know, they need to be wrapping this up.
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking forward to Doctor Strange. And then, quite honestly, I'm ready for it to go Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, Infinity War 1 and 2, done. Give me another Howard the Duck teaser, and I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll be set.
As far as the anthology series goes, you know, I'm honestly looking forward to Rogue One because it's not going to be your typical Star Wars movie. It kind of fills in some gaps from before A New Hope. You know, how did they get the plans to the Death Star? It kind of throws back to the original trilogy. I like that. It's set in that time frame. I don't need to see a young Han Solo story. I don't need to see whatever.
When Han met Chewie.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. Although now I'm picturing the scene in Where Harry Met Sally with the restaurant scene with with, you know, Chewie as the Meg Ryan.
Have what he's having, I will.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Oh, but it's there, you know, if you really dig on the Star Wars universe, you know, it, or if you don't dig on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and you need some universe to dig into, well, Disney's got you covered with Star Wars. Yay, Star Wars.
Woot.
So, Mel Brooks, quite possibly one of our favorite Jews of all time.
Then he's quite possibly one of our favorite humans of all time.
Very true. Very true. He was awarded a National Medal of Arts. You know, it's well worth it. 90-year-old man has done more for comedy than many. And when he came out, the United States Marine Corps Band, one of the most respected bands in all of the United States, played Springtime for Hitler. In time for Mel Brooks to, you know, pretend to pull down Barack Obama's pants. You know, there are very few times in my life that I've been jealous of Barack Obama. I don't want his job. I don't want his pressures. But I would like to meet Mel Brooks and have him try to pants me in front of everybody. And I want to know what's going through the Secret Service guy's head as he watches this 90-year-old man, you know, kind of lurch forward and pretend to pull down the
I mean, you know it. You know they had to be briefed on it ahead of time. Someone had to go and say, okay, Mr. Brooks would like to pretend to pull down Mr. Obama's pants.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shoot him. It's a gag.
Don't even tackle him. The man's like Abe Vigoda. A lot of people don't know if he's dead yet or not.
Oh, side note concerning Mel Brooks. One of my wife's friends works out in California in the film industry, and they were doing some filming at a location right next door to where Mel Brooks was. And apparently the filming was too loud, and he came out and asked them to be quiet. And she's like, oh my God, Mel Brooks knows my name.
So, and
I hope there's video of this. I would love to see this.
So, Ghost Rider has showed up in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, Ghost, I think, is the name of the name of the episode. It is not Johnny Blaze, so we don't get a Nicolas Cage, you know, in Marvel's
Shucks.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, I will admit that Ghost Rider is my version of Green Lantern for Darren. A movie that nobody else liked, but I really enjoy. And so I have no problem with Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider. I think it's funny as all get out. But this is not it. And I wish I could remember the guy's name. I keep wanting to say like Robbie Reyes or something, but I don't know that that's
right. I think that's it, actually. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it.
But what they've done is in one episode, they actually gave the guy a complete character. You know, he is the spirit of vengeance. He's a mechanic. He's also taking care of his brother who's in a wheelchair. I mean, they've humanized him. At the same time, they've made him this wonderful, you know, anti-hero. I don't know exactly where Ghost Rider falls in the pantheon of hero, villain, anti-hero.
I would say that, yeah.
I also want there to be an anti-villain. I would say that Lex Luthor is an anti-villain. You know?
Depends on the incarnation.
Okay.
Yeah, especially now. Especially now in DC, he'd be an anti-villain, yeah.
You know, the idea that, okay, I'm doing all this stuff, you know, that could feasibly be seen as good, but it's really not.
No.
The special effects to it, if you are concerned, that Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a TV show. They're not going to be able to make the special effects look right. They're not going to be able to make this look quite the way it needs to. I recommend you look it up online and watch the transformation scene.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
The skin literally burns off of his face as the, you know, in the way that it probably wouldn't in real life. But,
yeah.
But it's very, very neat. I look forward to seeing a little bit more of this. This is one of those characters, like, really? They decided to go with Ghost Rider. You know, all of the different characters that they have at their disposal for Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they went with Ghost Rider.
Why not?
Why not? So there's that. Justin, do you have anything for movies today?
Not really. My son has suddenly become enamored with the 1968 Beatles film Yellow Submarine, so I've got that running through my head. It's a good film.
You say we all have our secret shame.
Yeah, no, it's okay. This isn't really a secret shame. It's one of those. It's kind of like a period piece. It's 60s animation. It's very trippy at times. There are some things you look and go, what? But you know, good music, interesting storyline. He loves it. I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Darren, I know you've got some Power Rangers news. You're fairly bursting at the seams, and quite honestly, wearing the helmet's a big clue.
Oh, you know,
pink's a good color on him, by the way.
Well, Bill Hader, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Yep.
Bill Hader is going to be Alpha 5.
Ay, 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 ay!
Yeah. Yeah. in the new Power Rangers movie. Also, if you look at GeekCavePodcast.com, we've got a look at the Zords.
Well, we have a glimpse.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda. I mean, you can tell that the blue one especially, you can tell, okay, that's the Triceratops. I don't know. It's got me interested. I do like how they are working in the whole go-go part into the logo for their marketing, you know, go-go, and then there's just a lightning bolt for Power Rangers. I like it. I'm excited for it. I loved Power Rangers growing up. So that's available at geekcavepodcast.com. You can see that right now. A little bit of movie news before we switch to TV. Unlike Chad, I'm not completely tired of the Marvel films yet, but I'm also not looking forward to Doctor Strange. I am looking forward to Spider-Man Homecoming. And that just wrapped up filming in Atlanta. And that's actually where Marvel has filmed their last three movies, dating back to Ant-Man. And, you know, we still don't know too much about the cast. We do know that Zendaya, who is a teen star, will most likely
Disney sensation.
Be playing Mary Jane Watson. Donald Glover's in the movie. We've also got Marissa Tomei as Hot Aunt May, Robert Downey Jr., and Michael Keaton will be playing the Vulture.
What?
So, yes.
I missed that. That's awesome.
Yeah, Michael Keaton will play the Vulture. The movie hits in July, July 7th. So look forward to that for nothing else than Michael Keaton as the Vulture. Both, now spoiler alert for you who watch Arrow, if you're trying to keep up with it. So if you guys are trying to keep up with it, just put your fingers in your ears until I wave at you.
No.
Nope. No one does. Okay.
La, 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 Arrow, la, 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 la.
Arrow episode 100, which will be sometime in November, I believe. We've got a little bit of news. Looks like Jamie Sheridan and Katie Cassidy will both be back on the show.
I have
now,
no idea
who
those people
are. Interesting, because Jamie Sheridan is Robert Queen, Oliver Queen's dad, who's supposed to be dead. And Katie Cassidy is the Black Canary, who is supposed to be dead. As you know, Arrow ties into The Flash, and The Flash is going through the Flashpoint storyline to start the season. So God knows what's going to happen, but it'll probably be great. Or, in Arrow's case, at least, okay. And finally, Suicide Squad continues to make all the money. This is one that was just absolutely ripped apart by critics. And it just, how long ago did this happen? Just 5 days ago, from this taping anyway, Suicide Squad overtook Captain America the Winter Soldier at the box office. Which is insane when you consider that Winter Soldier was universally praised and loved by all, whereas Suicide Squad, I thought, was just okay. It was hurt by one casting choice. But so far, it's made $718 million worldwide. Winter Soldier only made $714, and Suicide Squad is still in some theaters, so it'll probably make a little bit more. So, good for them. It's almost like... You could tell they went back and reshot some of the film, but it is a funnier, more light-hearted film than Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice or Man of Steel. And so maybe DC will get the message of, maybe if we go with something a little bit funnier. In fact, a Warner Brothers executive acknowledged in this past week that, yeah, there's room for improvement. So Suicide Squad continues to make all the money and continues to baffle those who didn't like it.
So, you.
And critics.
I was just okay with it. I mean, it wasn't great. I didn't hate it, but I didn't really love it either. I did love parts of it. Like Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. I loved her.
She's getting a spinoff movie.
Yeah, she is. And that's exciting. DC, Warner Brothers and DC are doing more for their female characters than Marvel is right now.
Which is a shame.
It is, but at least someone's stepping
up. Yeah,
it is.
It really says something. I'm super excited for Wonder Woman next year. But yeah, Margot Robbie was great. Will Smith was good. so yeah, most of the cast was great. There was just kind of one guy that I didn't care for.
So or when it comes out on video, are you going to get it?
I don't know. I mean, I own Green Lantern, but I don't know if I'll buy Suicide Squad.
What if one of the special features was like the Unleto version, where they just cut out all of his scenes?
Yes, I would buy it. I would buy that.
Or
absolutely,
or
I would
they
throw
leave
money on that.
The Joker in, but they replace it with Mark Hamill's voice and just superimpose a picture of the animated series Joker over top.
I would pre-order that shit today.
you know this is hastily put together. The mouth doesn't, you know, they just use different, still images of the Joker from the animated series.
Don't care.
Sometimes mouth open, sometimes mouth closed, sometimes with a, Santa hat on, just whatever they could find to fit the mood.
Don't care. I'd buy that.
And they just pay Mark Hamill an extra $50 to re-record the 5 minutes of dialogue.
No, they just go back through all of the Mark. So sometimes you get Mark Hamill as the Joker. Sometimes you get Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. Just these different lines.
Cobbled together from the various films and projects.
I'm not seeing a problem with this.
So, is that what you got?
That's what I got.
And we got what Justin got. So, My spouse and I have a child who has just recently turned...
Congratulations.
Yes. Has recently turned 3. And
congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, they tell me another 15 years I'll get to go to sleep again. So...
Sounds right.
So, she does not really get to watch a lot of TV and movies. We just kind of keep away from that. And when we do, we watch Netflix. So there's a lot of Phineas and Ferb, and there's a lot of Jake and the Neverland Pirates, or Octonauts, or Sophia the First. You know, just stuff that's for kids that's pretty decent. And my spouse and I were like, all this time, we've not actually read her any Dr. Seuss. Because we let her pick out her books at night.
Right.
And so it's like, well, I'm going to start introducing. So... We read Green Eggs and Ham, and Green Eggs and Ham is a magnificent book, about trying new things or about giving in to peer pressure when you don't want to try new things.
Take
it
your
depends
pick.
On how you look at it. And the book has become one of the favorites.
Or bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The book has become one of the favorites. And so after a time I said, well, Anna, let's watch, And so we watched the movie. you know, Green Eggs and Ham and Sneetches and Zacks. And
now, what year is this from?
That one I want to say is like 1973.
Okay. I just don't want people to think that there's a Green Eggs and Ham recent.
No. These are like cartoon TV movies. Cuz
they did the Cat in the Hat movie, you know, with Mike Myers and
And the Cat in the Hat is what we're going to get to, is because eventually we decided to watch the Cat in the Hat, the 1971, you know, animated TV
CBS
show. And let
not to be confused with the live action movie with Mike Myers or the current cartoon series on PBS with
it doesn't matter. We're not talking about that.
No, we're not talking about
the 1971 original Cat in the Hat. It doesn't hold up as well as we'd like.
Aw.
It really doesn't. It has some moments to it that are great. The songs are catchy. You know, the way it goes about doing its thing is nice. Basically, any time that it gets away from the source material, though, it starts to fall flat. With the exception of Calculatus Eliminatus, which is one of the songs in Trying to Find the Moss-Covered Three-Handled Family Gradenza. If you watch it, you'll understand. And what I'm going to say is go ahead and watch it with your kids. Be like me and watch it with your kids. Don't watch this as an adult just for kicks and grins unless you've got some nostalgia to it. If you watched it yourself as a kid, go ahead and watch it again. Like I said, songs are catchy. Hearing Alan Sherman as the cat is still funny. Listening to Thing One as Thurl Ravenscroft with this.
Oh, you mean the other way around? Thurl Ravenscroft as Thing One.
Yeah. What he said. this little, you know, little tiny character with this stupid deep voice is just funny as all get out. The irony in the songs versus the juxtaposition of words and pictures is really neat. But it's you watch it and you're like, yeah, that was a thing, and I'm glad I watched it again. But I don't think it's going to be on my watch this with the kid all the time. You know, the Green Eggs and Ham triple feature is much better.
Mm.
So if you've got young kids or you've got a strong nostalgia, you know, thing going, be like me, watch the Cat in the Hat. If not, don't be like me. Anything
all right.
else?
All right. Nope.
I was going to say, Darren, you can't just shake your head. This is radio. You have to use your voice.
I know.
Use theater your big the words.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Well, the curtain's down, so.
Theater of the mind.
No.
Intermission.
No, I'm pretty sure this is the closing act.
Okay.
Truth.
See, this is about point when we all come back out to a chorus of applause and do a company bow.
Theater of the mind. Theater of the mind.
That's
theater creature
of
the night.
Okay. All right. If nobody else has anything, then we really appreciate you listening. Be sure to like us,
even
review
you, Dan.
Us.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that in the.
Oh,
you know, Dan. Yeah. I'm sorry.
For now,
you're not the worst.
No, maybe you're not the worst thing ever.
You know, so I apologize. It was an ill-conceived joke. I was informed of this. Sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my brain. I'm sorry. Of course, if I offended you that deeply, you're not listening to the apology. Dan's friends, let Dan know I'm sorry. Well, if he has any.
I was going to say, if the friends are real, and if they're true friends, they wouldn't be listening either.
No.
So, Dan's acquaintances.
People who think Dan's an asshole but listened anyway.
Yeah. Co-workers. Dan's co-workers. Pass on Chad's apology.
All right.
We're gonna upload this, and when we put it on Twitter, we're gonna include the hashtag sorry Dan. So that way he'll see it.
Oh, Dan's pizza delivery guy. When you give the pizza to Dan's mom to take down to the basement, please extend our apologies.
And this time, don't spit in it.
Yeah.
Just this once.
Just this once.
All right. Well, for all of you who are not Dan, also, thanks a lot for listening. Be sure to review us. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, podbean.com, and, of course, at deepcavepodcast.com. You can leave a comment there as well. We'd love to know what you think. And feel free to subscribe. Check back with us every month. And check out our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop. For the magnanimous Kent Harris, Justin White, Chad Savage, who has walked away from his microphone because he's still sad about what happened to Dan. I'm Darren. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you in a month. Remember, everyone is a geek for something.
Bye, Darren.
Bye, Darren.
Bye, guys. Bye, Dan.